Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Well, we've reached the end of the book of Acts. We're finally at chapter 28. Paul's journey will conclude in Rome. Let's listen in as we finish off the book of Acts.
Acts 28. After we were brought safely through, we then learned that the island was called Malta. The native people showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed us all, because it had begun to rain and was cold. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and put them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the native people saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another,
"No doubt, this man is a murderer. Though he has escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live."
He, however, shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. They were waiting for him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But when they had waited a long time and saw no misfortune come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Now in the neighborhood of that place were lands belonging to the chief man of the island, named Publius, who received us and entertained us hospitably for 3 days. It happened that the father of Publius lay sick with fever and dysentery. And Paul visited him and prayed, and putting his hands on him, healed him. And when this had taken place, the rest of the people on the island who had diseases also came and were cured. They also honored us greatly, and when we were about to sail, they put on board whatever we needed. After 3 months, we set sail in a ship that had wintered in the island, a ship of Alexandria with the twin gods as a figurehead. Putting in at Syracuse, we stayed there for 3 days. And from there we made a circuit and arrived at Rhegium. And after 1 day a south wind sprang up, and on the second day we came to Puteoli. There we found brothers and were invited to stay with them for 7 days, and so we came to Rome. And the brothers there, when they heard about us, came as far as the Forum of Appius and 3 taverns to meet us. On seeing them, Paul thanked God and took courage. And when we came into Rome, Paul was allowed to stay by himself with the soldier that guarded him. After 3 days he called together the local leaders of the Jews, and when they had gathered, he said to them,
"Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they wished to set me at liberty, because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is because of the hope of Israel that I am wearing this chain."
And they said to him,
"We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken any evil about you.
But we desire to hear from you what your views are. For with regard to this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against."
When they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers. From morning till evening he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some were convinced by what he said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement.
"The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen.'"
He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him. proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
Paul reaches Rome as promised by God. The journey may not have been how he expected to get there, in chains, shipwrecks, trials, but by God's power and protection, the destination is reached. He witnesses for Jesus every step of the way. And yet in verse 24 we read, "Some were being persuaded by the things spoken, but others would not believe." I wrote back in my journal in 2007, "Like Paul, our job is to witness, share our testimony, share Jesus, and some will believe, and the gospel will spread." People then hardened their hearts against the Lord, and still today, verses 26 and 27 remain the same. Let's look at those verses once again, as Luke cites them from Isaiah. Verse 26 and 27 say, "Go to this people and say, you will indeed hear but never understand, and you will indeed see but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed. Lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them." God's constant appeal to us through the scriptures is to open our ears and open our eyes to him. Paul never gave up, did he? Even in jail in Rome, as this book closes, it says, "Paul welcomed all who came to him, proclaimed the kingdom of God, and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance." Well, whatever happened to Paul? Did he ever testify before Caesar? We don't know, because Luke closes his account right here. Information about what happened to Paul afterwards is included in my footnotes as the book of Acts ends. So let me share out of my English Standard Version Study Bible what I have in my footnotes. Information as to what happened beyond that time comes from extra-biblical sources and from hints in the last few of Paul's letters. The earliest known Orthodox Christian writing after the New Testament speaks of Paul preaching in the limits of the West, which probably indicates his fulfilled desire to preach in Spain. That would point to his release from the first Roman imprisonment. The church historian Eusebius, writing in AD 325, cites through tradition that Paul was freed from confinement, carried on a further ministry until he was arrested and placed in a second Roman imprisonment, at which time he was martyred. In God's sovereignty, Paul's time in prison was not wasted, for it was during his Roman imprisonment that he wrote the letters to the Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. The time after Paul's release from his first imprisonment in the mid-60s would be when he wrote 1 Timothy and Titus. He probably wrote his last letter, 2 Timothy, during his second imprisonment as he awaited his execution. Well, what a journey we've had through the book of Acts. The fantastic story of the beginning of the Christian church. Thanks for listening in to Ad Bible, audio daily devotions on the book of Acts. If you're benefiting from these recordings, you know that nothing is free in this life, so we don't make very many appeals for funding, but as we close out the book of Acts, maybe you'd go on the Ezra Project website, ezraproject.net, and see how you can support Ad Bible. We encourage you to keep listening to these recordings, and tell your friends and your family so they can listen in as well. Lord, thank you for Dr. Luke, who recorded the entire book of Acts. Thank you for the encouragement that we've received by watching your direct intervention in the building of your church. Thanks for the Damascus Road experience that we shared with Paul, how you turned a persecutor of the church into a preacher for your church. And we're encouraged, because if there's hope for Paul, there's hope for every one of us. Thank you for a written record of your love for each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.